present, you wrote a book entitled Teach Ye Diligently. Every position in the church requires an effective teacher. It is our most important calling. Could we visit for a few minutes, talk about teaching diligently as a requirement in our several church callings?
I was appointed seminary supervisor, and I didn't know anything, and I was assigned and employed and paid more or less to go about the church to tell seminary teachers how to teach and what they did wrong. And that was very embarrassing, because I'd go into a class and see teachers do something and have to correct them when I knew I did that every time I taught. And I had learned something about it. And Brother Lee, Elder Lee, and Elder Romney were always teaching. And they would, in a sense, go out of their way to tell me something or teach me something. I think the reason they did it, I'm not sure they ever saw me in this position or calling, but I had one virtue I wanted to learn, and I didn't resent it. And if you don't resent it, and if you want to learn, the Lord will keep teaching you. Sometimes things you really didn't think you wanted to know. But both of those great teachers would teach me. When I'd see Brother Romney, sometime he'd say, "Kid, I want to tell you something." I knew it was coming now. He was going to tell me something I was doing that I shouldn't do. And I'd always thank him. I learned early on that there's great value in listening to experienced and older people. Had a state president once who said, "I always tried to be in the presence of great people." He was in a little town in Idaho, but he said if there was a lecture or comment, something special, I'd always try to be there because I could learn. And I've always been drawn to associate with older people. Now I is one. But I remember in the Quorum of the Twelve, LeGrand Richards didn't walk as fast as the other brethren. And I would always wait and open the door for him and walk back to the building with him. And one day one of the brethren said, "Oh, you are so kind to take care of Brother Richards." And I thought, "You don't know my selfish motive." That as we'd walk back, I would just listen to him. And I knew that he could remember Wilford Woodruff. And he would speak. One-on-one teaching is very powerful. Generally, one-on-one teaching is what happens when you're corrected. That's another principle of teaching. Arise from your bed early, but the easy part of that, or the hard part, is to retire to your bed. And then reflecting in the morning when your mind is clear, that's when the ideas come to teach. I don't know how often, not since yesterday, did I have an assignment come, and I didn't have a clue in my mind what to do. It was in that meeting of the general authorities. I knew I was going to speak first, not what'll I say. And I was confident it'll come, and it came. You were there.